defamation is a false statement of fact that holds the person who is described up to humiliation, ridicule, and the like, which tends to destroy a person's reputation. So we're talking defamation in general, and in this case, since it's printed, libel in particular, and there may be some specific rules that apply to libel under various states' laws, including Illinois. But you need something published for libel to be implicated. If it's slander, then you're talking about that which is spoken.
Are letters to the editor somehow protected as opposed to something else that winds up in news print?
Not necessarily, as I understand it, because letters to the editor are indeed selected by the newspaper for publication. You need a publication of some sort in order for defamation law to kick in. So if that letter to the editor had never been published, then you're really not talking defamation law, it seems to me. You need publication to a third person, and the third person, of course, is the public in this situation. So no, there is no automatic insulation for letters to the editor, so far as I know.
Do you expect an out-of-court settlement? This is not for 6 months. Are there chances there be a settlement on this?
Well, the motion for summary judgment is intended to knock a case out of court on the ground that there are no, and here I'll use some legal jargon, no material issues of fact in dispute. In this case, there may very well be some material issues of fact in dispute, which may be why the motion for summary judgment was filed, which is another way of saying it's not for the court to decide at this point, it's for a jury to decide. In these kinds of cases, what plaintiffs want to do is get to the jury. What defendants want to do, above all else, is keep the case away from the jury. And that's what's going on here. That is not particularly unusual.
And do you expect any of the news coverage, would that mitigate any damage to the plaintiff?
This might very well depend on the particularities of Illinois law, because in certain jurisdictions, perhaps including Illinois, once you have libel demonstrated, a plaintiff does not necessarily have to show actual damage. There may be the possibility of presumed damage. Although having said that, let me add something very important about the First Amendment and the United States Supreme Court. The United States Supreme Court held decades ago that when a private person is allegedly defamed and the defamation arises out of an issue of public concern, and here the subject is, you know, one of homosexuality, which is an issue of public concern, that private plaintiff, that private person, has to show at least negligence. In other words, that the medium, the newspaper, acted unreasonably, and also has to show actual damages. So it would not be appropriate to presume damages in that kind of situation. However, if such a plaintiff could show knowing or reckless falsehood, then presumed damages may be appropriate. I'm not sure you'd have knowing or reckless falsehood here from the news reports. At most, you've got negligence, which would mean that the plaintiff, Mr. Reverend McMahon, would have to show actual damages, not just economic, by the way. It can be humiliation, pain, suffering, aggravation, and the like.